Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day, and we have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio National Wyoming Day, National Scavenger Hunt Day.
I got a bad feeling about
this. Aviation Maintenance Brothers Day, Red Nose Day. I think that we can use the one that I would think that Mitchell would be best suited for today. Let's look at, are you ready for the celebration of the day? I think Mitchell will like this one. Escargot Day. It is Escargot Day today. Do you like escargot? Are you a fan of escargot? I enjoy it if it's made properly. I think we got a little technical issues right there. Okay, we got it. Now we got it up and running. Let's see what else we've got going on here for the day today. I did look at the markets this morning, and we were, boy, it's been a volatile morning, especially with the comments from the president. Dow Jones Industrial Average is right now we're looking at down 143 points, down 143 points. Oil down 76 cents a barrel. We're down all morning today. The markets have been down all morning, gone down quite a bit more after the president's comments this morning. And then we're just kind of getting back to recovering just a little bit. We were down at one point. Let's see if I can get the chart here. It's not cooperating with me on the charts this morning, but we did see it. Here's the issue. Did anybody really think that all of this was going to go on with Korea, with North Korea in a straight line? Did they really think that?
This is ridiculous.
Nah, they didn't think it was going to go a straight line. They knew that there was going to be some speed bumps along the way, and that's exactly what's happened. So we're nothing out of the ordinary. That's just the way it is when you're dealing in some of these different areas. So let's take a look at this. The markets, again, as I mentioned to you. So we were at 24.8 right now. We're at 24.741. So we're down about 70 points from where we were at the open of the market prior to the commentary from the president. Not a major issue there. So we will just continue looking at the news for you. We did look at the bond market, though. That's done much better. We've seen some real significant improvements in the bond market because of this uncertainty. Now, again, it's posturing. We've got a president that's a little bit different than most presidents. So the posturing here is quite a bit different. Where the markets are not used to this kind of negotiations. So unbelievable. So, Cindy, I knew it was a scam. I think he's a lot smarter than Trump thinks he is. Could be, Cindy. We don't know. We'll find out how much smarter he is. A lot of them just don't give our country a lot of credit. I don't know. I'm old, so I remember the days that we went through with President Carter, and then right after that when President Reagan came in. And there was a whole different sense around the world as to what was going on under President Carter. We had this appeasement mentality. The world did not care what our president said because they knew that there was no teeth behind his commentary. This time, I don't know, maybe the world sees that there is a little bit of difference in this president from the last one. President Obama had a different way of doing things. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. I'm just saying that they're different, so we'll continue to watch those issues. But how it affects your money, that's the main issue that I look at all the time. And the way it affects your money is right now we're seeing that the bond market is doing a little bit better. Prices are down. If you're looking at a new house, now might be the time that you want to be locking in interest. Now, I've told you this before. We always see that the markets overreact to everything. It's just a given in the stock market. They always overreact to everything, just the way it is. So every once in a while when we have a lighter news day, and I don't know that this is a lighter news day, but you know, I guess I should cover a couple of the things. And I did see my friend John Rigler made a great comment on social media this morning about our friends over in West Hollywood. I gave you this information yesterday, but West Hollywood, amazing how basically you've got a porn star, maybe some even say a hooker, that's getting celebrated by the city. Maybe next time we'll have Heidi Fleiss Day. I don't know. But we'll see if they can do that. We're also the NFL. NFL's in the news. They've come up with their deal now to deal with the what I refer to as disrespect of the American flag. I don't doubt the fact, and I've got a lot of mixed race in my family, so I understand. I have not experienced it, but I understand how some of these things go. The issue that you know, the kneeling at the start of the NFL games. Here's my take on it. It's pretty simple. The NFL is a for-profit business. I know they have not the league itself has a non-profit status, but it is basically a for-profit business. With that being said, what the players are doing is actually hurting the profitability of the teams. If that's the case, then, you know, something I think if I was an owner, I've got millions and billions of dollars invested. You look at just the overruns of the new stadium coming out here in California. The overruns alone are going to be $3 billion. Well, if I was that owner, I'd be certainly wanting to make sure that whatever is being done in the league is being done to benefit and enhance that investment. Well, players taking a knee, whether they want to be or not, the issue becomes that the consumer or a part of the consumer base does not like it. So you got to go back to the basics of business. Now, if your consumers are not happy, you're going to have a problem. Be careful of that. They start rebelling, and you see companies go out of business for just that reason. Moving right along. Saw this article. I've talked about it a couple days in a row. We get these questions that come in, and they sometimes people will see an article out in the paper, and they want our take on it. So I look at the article and then tell you what my thoughts are with respect to whatever that story is. And this one happened to be an issue. I'm 27 years old, recently married, employed full-time for a New York State school district as a teacher, rent an apartment, have about $25,000 in government student loans from my undergraduate and master's degree. Not bad for two degrees like that. In the next 6 months, I will inherit $1.5 to $1.75 million. Who's your favorite radio host? I plan to purchase a house with my wife. The house may cost about $300,000 to meet our needs and ideas for growing our family into a family of five. My wife has about $100,000 in government personal loans. Government personal loans from her studies as a registered nurse, but because we both came from no money and have been dating since college before we were legally old enough to have a beer, I have committed to paying off her loans and trust her financially. 403B, very small. We have saved and paid for 90% of our own wedding. What should we do? That's the question mark here. Combination. First off, it says, how should I manage the money? Is a trust the right move? My financial advisor has mentioned it a couple times. I studied the stock market diligently last summer. That means you're not going to be very good at it. With the relative that willed the money to me, but his approach was seriously questionable. He suggested investing in five stocks, and it's a miracle that he built up the wealth that he did. Also, I have friends saying I should get a mortgage and invest $300,000. I would have otherwise dropped on buying a home. What's the best outcome? We've talked about this before on Ron Siegel Radio. Putting money into a house is dead equity. You get zero rate of return. Now, if you can find a better financial instrument than getting you a zero rate of return, you might find that you're better off. Here's my suggestion. 20% down on the new house. Might talk to our friend Todd Halterman or Al Manfrey, Chris Bissonette, those three individuals that I know very well, the program, take the remaining money, $240,000, put it into some safe and secure liquid investments so that they're actually helping you make the payment on your property and there is a spread. You see that $240,000, $300,000, 80% of $300,000, $240,000, that money is going to have some tax benefits for you. And what you're really wanting to do at this point is it's called arbitrage. You want to trade and get, if you can make a spread between what your real borrowing number is and what your income is, there are certain investments that become tax advantaged. That's what we're looking for, is the tax advantaged investments that maybe you're not going to ever pay taxes on. The money will continue to sit there and grow and grow and grow, and you don't pay taxes on it. You borrow against it in retirement or at some point in the future, but it's liquid right now. So you're not worried about that money, and it's in a safe, secure place. So you're getting the spread between what it earns. Now, those vehicles earn between 2 and 14%. And I'm not giving you investment advice because I don't know who you are, and it wouldn't be legal for me to give you investment advice over the radio, but I can put you in touch with the right people, tell you what I personally would be doing, and take and invest that money in safe, secure investments. Just a thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Selling your house on your own could cost you. Should you refinance your home to pay off credit card debt? Don't let your vacation wreck your credit. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage or the first mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. They have the products for you. Is the loan process easy? No, it's not. But when you understand what's needed, especially when you also understand that there are no secrets in the world any longer, anything that happens is going to be found out. Had a file, I guess last month or the month before that we're consulting on. And it's fascinating because it was an extended term file, but the borrowers submitted incorrect tax returns and then did not disclose the potential ownership of another piece of property, and then were upset when it was found out or when it was discovered during the loan process. There are no secrets. So be sure that you share all the information with your loan programs, your loan partners, and get the right information. That way it can get done on time. Otherwise, it ends up taking extra time, and you either don't get the property or you have to address it, one or the other. That's just a thought there. But Gold Star has these programs, especially their fast pass loan approval. If you get that done ahead of time, you can save potentially $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home just because you're making same as cash offers, just the way it works. So what's happening in the marketplace today? Let's just take a look at where the bonds are. We always start with that part of the process. And if the computer would give me the current moment update, I'd be happy to tell you. Oh, come on. I need that. Where's our Jeopardy music? We need to put that Jeopardy music in here, John, so I can throw that on there and share that with people when we're sitting here waiting for the numbers to populate as computer moves slower and slower and slower. Well, let's see if we can go over here and take a look at the, if we can find it on the other screen. You gotta love live radio when you're dealing with some of these numbers where you're just waiting for the computers to give you numbers. The bonds have been doing really well this morning. Why? Because it's called a flight to safety. You consistently see that whenever you have some geopolitical events, and I shared this with you on Monday, geopolitical events have a big impact on the markets. Now, be aware that tomorrow we're going to see even more volatility in the markets. And I'm going to tell you exactly why we're going to see that volatility in the markets. It's because it's a long weekend. The people, the traders, they like to get out of town early before the long weekends. So there's less liquidity. There's less buyers, which means the volatility becomes higher. So as we speak right now, the 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, that's up 11 basis points, which means the interest rate on that one is down a little bit. And now we've gone and we're below a level of support. We closed below it yesterday. We're staying below it today. So that 101.23 is a nice support level there, or resistance, overhead resistance right there. So we're going to be watching that to see if that holds the bond, or if the bond can go up through that and continue moving. We're going to continue watching that one for you. And what's causing all this? I told you this a little bit ago, but we'll get into it a little bit more. The big cause of all of this has to do with the geopolitical issues. So the bonds have been doing better this morning. The stock market, although it is correcting a little bit or recovering a little bit, is down. But President Trump announced this morning that North Korea's summit is canceled, sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed, and this is a quote, in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting, according to Trump. Stocks dropped after the release of the news. The Fed minutes yesterday confirmed the majority of members want to hike two or more times this year and have the flexibility to hike a third time. The Fed sees another rate hike ahead if the economy remains on track, meaning they will hike in June. They see inflation near the 2% target in the near term, but a temporary period above 2% is okay. Wage pressures remain modest in most sectors. Initial jobless claims, which measures individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the first time, showed that there were 234,000 people filing that first-time claim last week, represented an increase of 11,000 from the previous report and was 14,000 higher or worse than expectations. More importantly, last week's figure, which was the sample week, is used in the Bureau of Labor Statistics jobs report modeling, and estimations were revised slightly higher by 1,000 to 223,000 from this piece of the puzzle. We could expect another strong jobs report for May, and that comes out on June 1st. So that'll be a number that we'll be watching. The FHFA, House Price Index, which measures price appreciation on single-family homes with conforming loan limits, rose 0.1% in March. Year-over-year appreciation rate remained very strong, moving lower from 7.2 to 6.6, which is still extremely significant and meaningful. Existing home sales, which tracks closings on existing homes, down 2.5% in April at 5.46 million units annualized, which was lower than the 5.6 million unit pace expected. Median home price was $257,900, up 5.3% year over year. This marked the 74th straight month of price gains. Inventory remains tight. Existing inventory is down 6.3% year over year. First time home buyer improved from 30% to 33%. We like seeing that all the time. In the National Association of Realtors, chief economist Lawrence Yoon said that the spring's staggeringly low inventory levels caused existing sales to slump in April. And I quote, the root cause of the underperforming sales activity in much of the country so far this year continues to be the utter lack of available listings on the market to meet the strong demand for buying a home, unquote. So later today, we're going to see the seven-year auction. Mortgage bonds opened up. We don't need to get into all of that. But I will tell you, let me find this number for you, because this is a significant number that we like to share all the time. Actually, only on Thursdays, because that's when it comes out. So 30-year fixed rate loan up again. So every week in the month of May, we've seen the 30-year fixed rate, according to Fannie Mae, going up. 4.66% was the number they released this morning. 3.95% at this same week last year. So we've gone from 3.95 to 4.66 in 1 year. And we continue to see home prices increasing. That's a normal thing. When we see significant increases, it is very common for us to see prices continue to grow as well. So don't think that – why has that happened? I get that question all the time. Interest rates increase, which means our buying power decreases, but we still see the sales going up. Why is that? Well, the answer to that becomes very simple. It's because interest rates are increasing, quite simply because we're seeing more money come, more strength in the economy. That's the reason. If you notice, when did the interest rates go down? They went down when there was the major problems in the economy. Now that the economy is doing well, you start seeing interest rates increase. Demand for homes increases, so the price increases. Basic supply and demand, economics 101. We continue to share that with you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Selling your house on your own could cost you. I've told you that before. You understand that, but we're going to talk about it again today. And spring into savings, easy steps to ramp up savings this spring. Gift tax limit. What is a revocable trust? How do they work? all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. They come up with they're one of the quickest places that I know of that will get you information on new listings. They come out real quick, and that's always nice to see that you get these. You get a text message with the newest listings that are hitting the market, but they're only going to be the ones that meet your unique criteria. So just a thought there for you. Selling your house on your own could cost you, and I will share with you that we're just about at the end of our spring home seller's guides. So if you're thinking about selling your own home, whether you're doing it with a professional or on your own, and I never recommend doing it on your own, but either way, the spring seller's guides, text Go to MBE Links, MBE, Mary Boy Edward Links, LINKS.com/HSG, Home Seller's Guide. Get that Home Seller's Guide. Selling your house on your own could cost you. A lot of people look at it and they say, well, the market's really hot right now, and some homeowners might consider selling their homes on their own, which is known as for sale by owner, FSBO. They rationalize that they don't need a real estate agent and believe that they can save the fee for the services a real estate agent offers. However, a study by Collateral Analytics reveals that for sale by owners don't actually save anything, and in some cases, may be costing themselves more by not listing with an agent. In the study, they analyzed home sales in a variety of markets. The data showed that, quote, FSBOs tend to sell for lower prices than comparable home sales, and in many cases, below the average differential represented by the prevailing commission rate, unquote. So why would FSBOs net less money than if they had used an agent? The study makes several suggestions, and again, I quote, there could be systemic bias on the buyer's side as well. For sale by owner sales might attract more strategic buyers than MLS sales, particularly buyers who rationalize lower priced bids with the logic that the seller is saving a traditional commission. Such buyers might specifically search for and target sellers who are not getting representational assistance from agents. In other words, bargain lookers might shop FSBOs more often. Experienced agents are experts at staging homes for sale, which could bring more money for the home. Properties listed with a broker that is a member of the local MLS will be listed online with all other participating broker websites, marketing the home to a much larger buyer population. And those MLS properties generally offer compensation to agents who represent buyers, incentivizing them to show and sell the property, and again, potentially enlarging the buyer pool. If more buyers see a home, the greater the chances are that there could be a bidding war for the property. The conclusions from the study. One, FSBOs achieve prices significantly lower than those from similar properties sold by realtors using the MLS. Two, the data suggests the average price was near 6% lower for FSBO sales of similar properties. Bottom line, as Dave Ramsey, America's trusted voice on money, explains, research has shown that between mistakes, lack of negotiating skills, pricing errors, and general exposure on the market, you'll cost yourself more than the real estate commission. You'll come out slightly better and with a lot less hassle if you use a top shelf agent, unquote, and I can introduce those to you. Let me just share this thought with you on the subject as well. Most individuals understand, buyers, real estate buyers and investors, understand the reason that a person is going to go with a for sale by owner. Why? Well, the reason is very, very simple. What they're looking to do is save the commission. They don't want to pay the real estate professional a commission. It's coming out that way now on some of these online services as well, and they're not new enough. They're not out there. They haven't been out long enough for enough good data to be there. But the discount commission services online that we were watching on TV, here's the thought. I'm a real estate investor. I look and say, okay, if you've gone to one of those online services or the discount services, the Walmart of real estate, or if you're doing it on your own, why are you doing that? Why aren't you using a first-class, top-shelf professional? Either you don't have enough money in the property, you're cheap, or you don't want to pay the commission. Okay, so if you don't want to pay commission, why should I? So the typical commission on real estate, 6%. Now, I'm a simple guy. I look at a property and I say, okay, it's a $500,000 property. 6% of that $500,000 is, I don't know, I'm just going to say $50,000. Now, between you and me, I know that's wrong, but I'm going to offer $450,000 on that property, or I'm going to look at it and say, whatever I thought it was worth, I'm going to deduct 10% because there's no agents involved. Do you understand how that works, why that's happening? Now we go through the whole process and we have to, who's going to take care of the disclosures? Who understands all the legal forms, right? So I may end up on my side going going through and saying, okay, $500,000 property, I think it's worth $475,000, so I'm going to offer $425,000. And, oh, by the way, would you mind if I used a real estate professional? I'll pay them out of my share. You still come out way on the short side of the stick. Now, here's number two of it. I am a very, very big proponent of listing properties and pricing them extremely aggressive. So why would I want to be extremely aggressive when I'm listing a property? Well, it's very simple. The reason I want to be extremely aggressive is because I understand that everything sells at market value. Why is it that I could go right now onto eBay and put a brand new iPad on eBay and list it for $1 with total confidence? Well, because I know that the market is going to bring that up to market value. Now, what is market value? It's going to be less than what it sells for at the Apple store, because somebody's going to look at that and they're going to say, well, yeah, Ron, here's the issue. I don't know whether it's opened or unopened, or whether it doesn't have the same warranties that it would have if it was at the Apple store. Very good point. That's called a little bit of risk factor. So that's why it's not going to go up to the exact same price that I would pay at the Apple store. But it's going to get very, very close. Go online. Here, try this one. Go over to Starbucks and buy a $25 gift card, and then put that on eBay for $1. And see how close you get to $25. Are you going to get $25? No, everybody wants a bargain. But you're going to get very, very close. Same thing happens with real estate. Now, what are the obstacles here? The obstacles are very clear. The obstacles are going to be the fact that you didn't list, that the people in the world, the marketplace, don't see that property. Well, what do you think is happening if you're selling it by yourself? It's 91, every real estate agent, they can all say, many of them don't understand this. But I'm going to be here the first to tell you that every top shelf real estate agent has access to 91% of the buyers in the marketplace. Of all buyers in the marketplace, they have access to 91% of them. Why? Top shelf real estate agents understand that 91% of the people start their home search online. So they've got an online strategy. If you're selling by owner, do you have an online strategy? And then don't tell me Craigslist, because that no one goes to Craigslist to look for a property online, right? So they've got it on the internet. They've got it on Google. They've got it on Zillow.com, Realtor.com, Trulia. They've got it on the international websites. They've got it syndicating to all these eLookyLoo, ListHub. They're on all these different places. If you don't have your site there, your property there, you're not getting to 91% of the buyers. And if you price it too high, automatically people are going to say, you know something, that's not my price. You have a $500,000 property listed for $600,000. Everybody that's looking for $500,000 properties is going to say, okay, maybe I'll look between 475 and 510. Remember I told you at the start of the segment, Nest. You can text Nest to 79564. You can get a home search set up to what you want. If somebody's looking for $500,000 properties, they're not going and putting in $700,000 on Nest. They might put in $525,000, maybe hoping that they can negotiate down. But everyone that's looking for a $500,000 property will have in there $475,000, every one of them. Then the price gets bid up. I would suggest that anytime you get one offer and it's only below the list price of a property, you are not maximizing your selling price, not maximizing it. You need to be listing aggressively and get multiple bids. That's when you're going to maximize the sales price. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Once again, I talk a little bit much, so I have not got into what is a revocable living trust, why, what are they, and how they work. So we'll do that in the next segment. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, your current events, and the financial markets when we come back again. We'll talk about that living trust. We'll also talk, should you refinance your home to pay off credit card debt, all that and more. Reach me anytime, off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer is the solution for you. Should you refinance your home to pay off credit card debt? That is the question. And it's a good question. I like that one because a lot of people have that same thought and they don't understand the difference. They look at it, and some people will just come up with a blanket answer. No, don't pay it off. And I listen to them, and I say, well, why wouldn't you do that? What's your issue here? And let's think about the consequences. The issue, the real issue becomes you have to know what is it that you're trying to accomplish. What is – and I'm just going to use – I'm going to throw out some numbers right here. And I use this as these numbers on a regular basis because it helps people get a good grasp on what we're talking about. And all I'm using is standard industry numbers. These are standard numbers that we hear all the time from the Census Bureau and the, you know, basically government statistics. So let's look at and see what happens if we have a home loan of, let's say, $500,000, and that's at 3.5% interest. Okay. And then we have a no home equity line of credit. We've got an auto loan for $13,500, an auto loan of $13,000, three credit cards at about $15,000 total, $47,000 student loan debt. Put all of that together, and you're looking at a household blended interest, household blended interest rate of 4.39. So anything below 4.39 on interest, you're doing better off. Now, let's look and see if you've got a 4% interest. In fact, let's look and see what was interest 1 year ago today. We'll use that number. 3.95 is where interest was 1 year ago today. And that's according to the Freddie Mac, right? So use the same numbers. $450,000 loan, 3.95% interest. And you've got the car loans, credit cards, student loan debt. You're looking at a 4.85 is the household blended interest rate. Now, if you can get an interest rate for less than 4.85, you're saving money for your family. So then, yes, it does make sense to refinance your home to pay off that debt. Now, you may want to keep, you know, if you've got a car loan that's less than what the new loans are, keep it. Doesn't matter. That's the idea here of understanding whether you should or should not be paying off debt through refinancing, restructuring your loan. Make sense? That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Credit report's wrong. We know it is. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the people who can help you with the correction of that report. So we also wanted to talk today a little bit. I shared with you that I was going to tell you about living trust. And I got to start off with the same commentary that I do, even when the attorneys who do this are on air with us. We're not giving you legal advice. Don't think of this as legal advice. I want you to understand that you got to get that directly from an attorney because every situation is different. Trying to educate you a little bit, give you a little background. And if you use this background, you might have some good questions to ask the professionals, the attorneys, or those who are helping you with the trust. So what is a living trust, a revocable living trust? Basically, it's also known as a revocable living trust, a revocable trust, written document that determines how your assets will be handled after you die. Assets can include real estate, valuable possessions, bank accounts, and investments. As with all living trusts, you create it during your lifetime. There are also testamentary trusts, which don't take effect until after you die. Assets you place in the trust are then transferred to your designated beneficiaries upon your death. What sets a revocable living trust apart is that you can change or cancel the provisions at any time, hence the term revocable in its name. Before we go into more detail about why you should or shouldn't get a revocable living trust, there are some terms you should understand. You may also want to brush up on the basics of how a trust works. So the person who creates a trust is the trust maker. You'll also see the term trustor or grantor. All three words refer to the same person. Typically, the trust maker of a revocable living trust is also the trustee. The trustee is the person who handles administration of a trust, such as keeping track of income and tax returns. One thing that you'll do in your trust documents is name a successor trustee. This is the person who will manage the trust when you no longer can. The final term to know is beneficiaries. These are the people, organizations, or other entities that will receive assets from your trust after your death. The process of creating a revocable living trust is, if you think that it's right for you, you'll have to do most of the work up front so the dissemination of your estate is easier down the road. Start by taking an inventory of your assets, then think about who you want to inherit your assets, and who can assign as a trustee once the document is drawn up, transfer any property you want covered into the trust. This is a major issue. I hear this all the time. There are about 80% of the trusts are not funded properly. 80%. So you got to make sure they're funded properly, which means transferring the assets into the trust. For some items, all you need to do is list the asset. For others, you'll have to contact banks, insurance companies, transfer agents to update beneficiaries, issue new investment certificates, retitle cars, sign new deeds. You also want to establish a pour-over will, which adds unfunded or unallocated assets to your trust. Revocable versus irrevocable living trusts. If you're considering trusts, you'll also hear about irrevocable living trusts. Decide which is better for you. Let's look at what differentiates these two types of trusts. One major advantage of a revocable living trust is that it is revocable. As mentioned earlier, that means you can alter or even void the trust whenever and however you want. You can remain as the trustee, and so you have the ability to make any and all decisions as you see fit. If you decide that you no longer want to give assets to a specific beneficiary, you can remove that beneficiary. This is the opposite of an irrevocable living trust. With an irrevocable living trust, you cannot modify or terminate the trust without approval from everyone named in the trust. So if you want to remove a beneficiary from an irrevocable trust, that beneficiary needs to sign to agree and sign off. The reason for this inflexibility is that as soon as the trust maker signs the documents for an irrevocable living trust, he or she removes all ownership rights to the assets. Another important difference between revocable and irrevocable trusts comes with taxes. The assets in a revocable trust are still yours, and you pay taxes accordingly. That includes income, inheritance, or estate taxes. In fact, your revocable trust will have the same Social Security number as you. The effect is that any income from assets in the trust will go on your own income tax return. Your revocable trust, the assets are no longer yours. They belong to the trust, and all taxes apply to the trust itself. One technical thing to note is that once a trust maker dies, a revocable trust becomes irrevocable. The trust maker no longer has the ability to make changes to a trust. Living trusts versus living wills. Both living trusts and living wills enable you to name beneficiaries and plan the distribution of your assets. They both also allow you to revise the document if your circumstances or desires change. However, a living trust covers three stages of your life: while you're alive and well, while you're alive but incapacitated, and after your death. Terms of your living will go into effect after you pass. Plus, living trusts avoid the probate process, reduce the chance of court dispute, and keep your documents private. Wills become public record where everyone can access them. It's important to note that creating a living trust does not negate your need for a will. This is particularly true if you didn't properly add all your assets to your trust, or if your trust does not have enough funds to cover the costs of distributing your assets. Wills also allow you to name guardians, minor children. A revocable trust will only allow you to decide when your children can receive their inheritance and who will administer the trust until they reach age 18. A lot of information there. And the biggest issue that I want you to understand is it's complex. Every individual situation is a little bit different. So you need to get great counsel. And give me a call at 800-306-1990. I can put you in touch with folks that can help you with this. We have a bunch of them that come on the broadcast on a regular basis. I'm happy to introduce you to any or all of them, depending upon your needs, your situation. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Push me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Somewhere.